likes to think they're a great doctor. I think ultimately, if I had to pick, though, I would say it's got to be the right combination of knowledge and humility.
You know, God kind of gave me a gift of peace and patience and just being calm in the storm, sort of. And when you're really stuck in it flying a helicopter, it feels a lot closer to a storm than you might guess.
Kids feel free to be wrong. They're wrong. You see a lot of the wrong come out. And that gives an opportunity for correction. That gives an opportunity for
People
encouragement.
all the time that people talk in circles. A good therapist actually doesn't listen. And what I mean by that is people talk in circles. And the reason we talk in circles is that we are constantly repeating ourselves or hopeful that someone will pick up on it. And the two things that we're repeating constantly is this is who I am and this is what I need.
What I'm trying to establish is what you call science is a religion. You are just as religious as I am. We just happen to believe different things. And honestly, my religion has far more science, facts, and whatnot behind it. And we can discuss that, but then we'll discuss it from a religious
So
standpoint.
what I want you to do is be okay with making mistakes. You won't get better unless you make a mistake. Making mistakes means you're trying.
Leave me stranded here. But also, like, even if I completely fail out of everything here and just go back to living on a farm, like, it's still okay as long as I'm, like, living for Christ, as long as I'm a Christian.
But showing that care and having kids know that you have the intention and that you actually care about not just getting them an A, but that you care that they're there. When I'm able to connect students like that, not only do their math scores go up, but our relationship strengthens and they're able to ask some questions. And when they ask me questions directly about Mr. Reyes, how come you care? Other teachers just don't care. How come you care? And that opens the door to sharing about Christ.
I value you, whether you are someone who is a victim or someone who has victimized others. I value you because you are created in the image of God and you have value and worth that has been given to you by God. Full stop.